The travel business is one of the most interesting of all businesses. It covers a great range of interests and is important in every aspect of daily life and useful to the public. People travel for various reasons. It may be for business purposes, for rest, relaxation, or health, just for pleasure, or sheer enjoyment in visiting new places and meeting new people. Various types of qualified staff are needed for efficient management. The promotion and selling of travel is of great importance, and personnel engaged for this aspect play a vital part in the industry. There are those who plan program or package tours and sightseeing trips, also those who make direct contact with the traveling public across their desks or counters, those who sell railroad tickets, those who sell motor coach tours, those who specialize in round-the-world tours and cruises, or in winter sports holidays. There is a need for both men and women who are efficient at handling money and other forms of banking accounts. This form of service requires experience, for naturally, information as regards financial arrangements is a matter of great concern. Day-to-day exchange rates vary considerably according to states of usual dealings on the stock exchange, and all these are regulated by banking requirements. This department deals not only with foreign exchange, but also with travelers' checks, letters of credit, and other important money matters. Others deal with passports, endorsements, visas, and other necessary documents requiring much attention. There is also the matter of steamship and air reservations, with a necessary knowledge of schedules, rates, and baggage needs. Advertising comes into the business as publicity demands an increasing amount of imagination and distinction. Though some agencies employ special firms to take control of this specialized form of advertising, which necessitates a great deal of money being expended. Selling travel means estimating costs, fixing rates, and selling the required arrangement. Pricing a tour accurately can mean the difference between profit and loss. And this is qualified work which a special costing department handles. Naturally, many letters have to be written and answered, and shorthand typists and efficient secretaries play a most important part in every office. Outside staff are also most important in their specialized ways. They look after the wants and needs of travelers and tourists on the journey and at their destinations. But speaking generally, theirs is a seasonal occupation. There are also those who travel for their firms to report on hotels and conditions in this country and in all parts of the world. Considering the millions of pounds spent on travel, it is easily understood why this business is of vital importance to the economy as a whole.